we married down in Canada. But I wouldn't take school or nothing else because I didn't know. But a good thing I didn't, I forgot to tell you right there, when I came home without anything to do, that fall of 1917, the superintendent of education was a mighty good friend of mine. He asked me, what you doing? I said, I can't do anything. He said, I've got a job for you if you want. Examine the teacher's license. You see, he had the whole county examination for all the teachers in the county, you see. And he had to have two men, or a man and a woman, to examine their license and pass on the grade, you see, so he could grant them their license to teach. And he said, I'll give you that. And he says, it pays 50 cents. And said, we've got over 100 coming down there for the exam, both white and black, you see. So that paid off good. I got good money for that. I mm-hmm. took that, you see.
As soon as you got out?
As soon as I got out, you see. Mm-hmm. No, I took that before I went in. That was 1970 now, before I went into service.
17.
I was 17, you see. But I married in spring of 18, but I still hold on. That held on from the fall examinations in 17 to the spring examinations in 18, you see. 18. So I had one or two examinations after we married in April. I don't know what time it was.
Would you tell me more about how you used to read those exams or what you did with them? I don't believe I understand what you did with the As examiner.
All right. The superintendent of education got questions out of the state of Jackson from the state superintendent of education, and he had all of his teachers come in the courthouse, and he opened that as it was a sealed letter, registered letter, sealed, and he had to open that for the public, for to know that none of those questions had ever been made public at all, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And he read them out, one subject at a time, and give the examination. And you had to sit down and write out the answer. So you copied the question, and you answered the question, and then your paper was graded by those two, myself and the other man, that had that, you see, with the superintendent supervising the job.
I see. Mm-hmm. It'd be a lot of reading.
Yeah, a lot. Mm-hmm. We stayed there 2 days and a half, I guess. I don't just know how far it was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you see. But anyhow, when I come back home Christmas, my wife's mother's sister was there, and she said, aren't you a school teacher? I said, yeah, I taught one time. She said, well, there's a teacher down here that's married and left her school. Why don't you run in and get it? I said, well, I will. So I got on my horse. I had a good saddle horse. I got on my horse and tried down there and found them without a teacher. There's a two-teacher school, then the assistant teacher was still holding on, but the principal was a woman, and she'd married and left and didn't have it. So they wanted a man teacher and they grabbed me and I took that school. But no sooner than we got down and got started, the superintendent didn't have enough money, had misused it some way or another, and there wasn't money to pay for it. So he cut out the assistant teachers where he could and cut that out where I was going. And there I had two rooms with a wall between them, teaching two high school, up to the eighth grade, and then from the fourth grade down by myself, you see, in a room. I couldn't put them all in one room. So my wife being a teacher, I just let her finish, and he paid me for teaching, for her teaching, you see. Wouldn't pay her, he stopped all
that. I see. Would you tell me something about how the school room was, what kind of furniture you had, or how the children sat? Did they have regular benches? Or
no, they had, at that time, they had homemade desks, and they're just wide enough for two. And they put them in rows, and they left the aisle between, so you get out and walk up and down the aisles to the...
Long bench
with a blackboard on the wall, you see. And they came around and sat on that bench for recitation, don't you see?
I see.
Whatever it may be, you see.
I see. And it was wide enough for two?
Just wide enough for two. And the desk ahead of you had a drawer under there for your books and things kept you. Now, the other man's desk, you see, he was mm-hmm. in front of you. And you used the back part of his, you see, for your books and things put under there. And there's a flat desk to write on and study on, and two could sit together.
About how many did you have in the room?
Well, they're supposed to have 30 pupils before you could have enough for an assistant, you see. You had to divide, you had to have 60 pupils before you could have an assistant. You have to have three,